News Radio KMAN, good morning. It's now 9:22. I'm Dave Lewis. Nick McNamara will join us at the bottom of the hour here on KMAN's In Focus as some big news. It was released this morning, and in light of everything that is going on in the community, we do want to remind our listeners that KMAN will continue to provide you up-to-date information with regard to water levels, with flooding concerns, evacuation orders, if there are any, whatever the situation does draw with what we are experiencing here with high waters at Tuttle Creek. And you know, and the good news is that the Kansas River levels have dropped down a little bit, and water's coming out at a record level out of the tubes, and that is that's good news so far. But you know, we're not in the clear by any means, and we do want to remind our listeners to stay tuned on the air, online, and on social media. We'll keep you up to date. And, of course, if you have not yet checked out Manhattan Flood Updates on the Facebook, that page run by the City of Manhattan has a tremendous amount of information and some great videos. And, you know, the number one tourist attraction around here right now is Tuttle Creek, but not for the same reason as what it would be in the month of June, Karen Hibbard.
That's right.
You've seen a lot of photographs and a lot of videos of the waters at the lake and the water coming out of the tubes.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. Well, the news released this morning that Country Stampede for 2019 is relocating because the facility may likely still be closed. And the other day I asked Brian McNulty in the press conference what the future for Country Stampede was for this year. And he said, if the park's closed, the park's closed.
Right. And Stampede, kudos to Wayne and to Adrian and the entire staff of Country Stampede, because first and foremost, as they provide entertainment for country music fans, they also, safety is of utmost importance for all of the attendees that go to Stampede. So this decision has not been a decision that was made lightly nor quickly, because Stampede is committed to Manhattan, Kansas. For 24 years, they have made a marked difference for us. I was reflecting back on the very first year of what Manhattan looked like back in 1996 when it first came to town. And we only had 7 hotel properties at that time.
How many do we have now?
13.
Okay.
So as that has changed, obviously the attendance of Stampede continued to grow. It's always been a camping venue as well as a hotel venue for folks, depending on if you like to sleep on the ground or you like to sleep in a bed. But certainly the economic impact and the way that Stampede has improved this community in so many ways that I think that there have been subtle changes that residents of Manhattan have really taken for granted and really need to thank Stampede as a result of that, of their efforts of coming in. Improvements that have been made at Tuttle Creek State Park because of Stampede and with improvements to additional showers, additional cabins, just the exposure that Stampede has done for Tuttle Creek, so that people that maybe aren't country music fans but enjoy a great week at the lake so that you can kind of get away. Certainly improvements that Stampede has made have helped aid that, so that you could either stay in a cabin or your campsite. You have improved showers. All of that has been improved over the years, over those 24 years that Stampede has been here.
Karen Hibbard with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, where she is the director. There has been a long track record of economic development dollars that Country Stampede has brought to the Manhattan area over the years. And let's talk a little bit about that economic impact and, you know, what you foresee maybe to having not having Country Stampede at Tuttle Creek this year.
Sure. Well, with the announcement being made, certainly there are a lot of hotel reservations that have already been made. And as Stampede, as Wayne and Adrian and I have visited, we do hope that some of our fans will still choose to stay in Manhattan, enjoy the Flint Hills region, and then go to Topeka for the Stampede itself. Again, each individual fan is going to have to make their decision as to what's going to be best for them. But there's a lot of activity that we know as people come into our community to enjoy Stampede when it is held here in Manhattan, that they do fill up with gas, they get their supplies, their groceries, they come in to take a break. Sometimes it has been extremely warm during Stampede, so they'll come in, go to the movies, they will come in and do some shopping.
There's a lot of restaurants.
A lot of restaurants. So the economic impact, what we figure is about an $8 million economic impact when it's a three-day festival. There was a time when Stampede was a four-day festival. Do the math. It usually was $10 to $12 million economic impact for a community. So a significant impact that rivals when we have football weekend. I brought some information of just how our occupancy, hotel occupancy, is over the years. And it's very interesting when you look at what the week of Country Stampede does for our hotel occupancy, and then you do that trickle down with, just as we were talking about, with gas and groceries and eating and all of those things that go when you travel. Stampede consistently is one of our higher weekends. Just in 2018, the only week that was higher, Stampede week last year, was a 77.1% occupancy for that week. The week prior to that, that was the highest, was the first week of June, which was a 79% occupancy. That's new student enrollment, usually FFA, Discovery Days, that is happening. So there's a lot of still conference happenings that are happening in Manhattan. And then last year in 18, our highest football weekend or week was we ran a hotel occupancy of 77.6%. And I could go back and give folks a perspective for many, many years of that. But just last year, what did that look like for us? Again, Stampede, we are very grateful for all that they have done for our community.
And this is, and like when we had the conversation with Wayne Rouse, general manager, president of Country Stampede, rather, Adrian's the general manager.
Yes.
Always got to make sure I get that correct, because Adrian's terrific and deserves a tremendous amount of credit for the work that she does. So there is a tremendous comparison between a football weekend and the economic revenue, the impact. What does a typical football home football weekend show for you for economic?
Well, I don't have those numbers in front of me, but again, football weekend, usually fans come in on Friday and then they leave on Sunday morning. And again, there's a lot of tailgating that goes on out at the football stadium. The difference between football economic impact and Stampede economic impact is many of our football fans that fill that stadium are locals that come in for the game and then go out. And so, again, there are hotel stays that are made. I'm not discounting that at all, but it's just a little bit of a difference of an economic impact.
Have you had a chance to visit with some of the hoteliers here in Manhattan yet? This announcement coming through this morning. And what conversations have you had so far with hotels?
Sure. Well, the notification that Stampede was going to be moving to Heartland, and again, as Wayne so eloquently said, it was not a decision that was made. It was strictly driven by weather and safety for our fans. Our hoteliers are very understanding. Certainly, the hope is that our fans will still choose to stay in Manhattan. But it is a great weekend for our hoteliers. That is something that, across the board, all of our hoteliers benefit greatly from. That June typically is a busy month for us with a lot of activities, just as we've mentioned. FFA convention is in, new student enrollment. There are conferences that happen. This next weekend will be the National Festival of Breads. We'll have participants in that will fill some of our hotels with that. The following weekend is Symphony in the Flint Hills, and as we have folks that come in for Symphony, they fill our hotels, but not like Country Stampede fills our hotels during the month of June. So, again, it has been a huge impact. Our hoteliers are aware of that and certainly look forward to welcoming them in the future again.
Yeah. Anything else that you have been working with regards to Country Stampede? I know that the CVB has a tremendous amount of volunteers that help out.
Absolutely, we do. And I want to say thank you to those volunteers that for 24 years I could shout out. We have some volunteers that have helped us in the information booth since the beginning of Stampede, and we are very grateful for that. We usually run anywhere from 50 to 75 volunteers during the duration of Stampede that help welcome fans to the Manhattan community, to tell them what else they can do while they are here in Manhattan besides Stampede. We have found that people, once they come to Stampede, that's their main focus, but to invite them back so that they can come in and have a weekend or a vacation time that they spend with a different focus rather than it being country music, but maybe it's to enjoy the Flint Hills, to enjoy our water parks, to enjoy the Flint Hills Discovery Center, our hiking, our trails, the activities. If they are active and they wanted to run the Bill Snyder Half, you know, how do they plan so that they can come back and enjoy Manhattan? One of the things that has changed over the years is not only our hotel inventory, but the ease of getting into Manhattan. It's been very interesting as we have surveyed people as they've utilized our airport to fly into Manhattan so that they can attend Country Stampede. So as the community has grown, so has Stampede benefited. So it all folds in and dovetails nicely with how our community has really grown and benefited and has been grateful to Stampede's efforts to make Manhattan a desirable destination.
I know a lot of the performers have taken advantage of having MHK here too.
Absolutely they have, and we haven't even begun to touch about the national exposure that we have received. Country Music Television, CMT, has been here for several times that have covered Stampede live. That's huge, and having people, I personally know folks that have come from England because they were Brad Paisley fans, and so that they knew that seeing Brad Paisley here was an affordable ticket for them to come from England to come to see country music here in the Heartland. And so that has been fun. There's countless stories, and if Wayne weren't and Adrian weren't so busy, we could talk about some of those dedicated fans that have come year after year after year from literally around the world that make Manhattan, Kansas their destination. So California, Florida, there are fans that come, and they like it because of how the stage is set, the closeness that they can get to that entertainer for endless music. Again, as Wayne mentioned, whether it is the Tuttleville tent or the songwriter's tent or seeing their entertainer of the year that they have booked. It's really been a great time. We could talk about entertainers that have come back over and over and over again. Taylor Swift, I think that's one of my fondest memories of when she was like 16 years old and didn't have any stage presence at all. But right after that, she came back and she was over the top.
Big, hasn't
she's
she?
Kind of gotten big. So thank you, Stampede, for bringing in talent to Manhattan, Kansas that will forever be on their map.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you for all you do for Stampede and for the community. Thank you for coming in on a quick moment's notice
and
visiting with us here this morning.
My pleasure.
About Country
great
Stampede
place.
And the decision that was made about Country Stampede
yes.
Relocating for this year
yes.
To Heartland Motorsports Park and returning back to Tuttle Creek next year.
Absolutely. Stampede weather. This is just an extreme Stampede weather.
Karen Hibbard joining us here this morning on KMAN's In Focus. When we come back for the break, Melissa Kirkwood, and she may have some friends along with her this morning, as we'll be visiting with some folks from Manhattan Parks and Recreation this morning here at News Radio KMAN. We do want to remind you that we did have an interview with Pat Collins earlier this morning. That's available online at newsradiokman.com. And we'll continue to provide you information on our website at newsradiokman.com as well.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.